Your brand deserves better than one-size-fits-all branded clothing. Lands' End Outfitters creates apparel your team will want to wear, backed by above-and-beyond expertise. Go to business.landsend.com/pod20 and use code pod20 for 20% off your first product.
Hey, this is Buck Joffrey, and if you are a high-paid professional looking to break free from the golden handcuffs, listen closely. Now, I went from being a busy surgeon to a real estate investor with over $2 billion in assets under management, and now I'm on a mission to share the wealth-building secrets of the ultra-rich with you. Imagine legally paying little or no taxes, shielding your assets from risk, and investing in distressed real estate during the current real estate meltdown. Did you know, for example, that right now, the high interest rates have created a rare chance in the market to buy discounted apartment buildings? By seizing this moment, you can position yourself for massive gains when rates inevitably drop. And I'll tell you what, that is exactly what we do in my podcast community together. Don't settle for conventional wisdom. Let me show you how the economy works and how you can use financial education to achieve true financial freedom. Tune into the Wealth Formula Podcast with me, Buck Joffrey, and take control of your financial destiny.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
We're going to look back in time at the events that happened on this day, July the 18th. In 1870, the First Vatican Council, also known as Vatican I, decreed that the Pope was infallible. In 1925, Adolf Hitler's Mein Kampf was published. It means my struggle, and was written while Hitler served his sentence for treason in prison. In 1948, possibly one of the greatest racing drivers of all time, Juan Manuel Fangio from Argentina, started his career, making his Formula One debut and finishing 12th at the Grand Prix in France. He went on to win 5 Formula One titles. Now, yesterday we reported that the Abbey Theatre burned down in 1951. Well, today in 1966, the rebuilt Abbey Theatre reopened. Here's an interview with architect of the new building, Michael Scott.
Mr. Scott, what were your feelings when asked to design the new Abbey?
Well, of course, I was very thrilled, very excited, but I was also a little apprehensive because it's a great challenge to make a theatre, a new Abbey theatre particularly.
Why has the new theatre been built on the site of the old one?
I think primarily for sentimental reasons, that the directors thought it was proper and right to build it on the site of the old theatre.
Has this decision, based on sentimentality, affected your design?
Yes, in some ways, of course, it has, because it limits the planning. It limits the whole character of the building, but there are many compensations.
And, of course, there will be a new Abbey on the same site in years to come. On this day in 1968, Intel was founded in Santa Clara, California, and today the Intel Corporation is the world's largest semiconductor chip manufacturer. In 1969, a car driven by Senator Ted Kennedy plunged off a narrow wooden bridge into a tidal pond after leaving a party on Chappaquiddick Island. Kennedy escaped the submerged car, but his passenger, a secretary by the name of Mary Jo Kopechne, who was in the car with him, she never made it out. The senator pleaded guilty to leaving the scene of an accident and was given a 2-month suspended sentence, but questions remained.
Still refusing to speak to journalists, Kennedy sought and obtained access to a wider public.
I have made my plea, and I've requested the networks for time this evening to make a report to the people of Massachusetts. Thank you very much.
A team of Kennedy's top speechwriters had been assembled to put together what was to be the most important speech of his political career. The speech was delivered from the reassuring surroundings of the library in his father's house at Hyannisport.
These events, the publicity, innuendo, and whispers which have surrounded them, and my admission of guilt this morning, raises the question in my mind of whether my standing among the people of my state has been so impaired that I should resign my seat in the United States Senate.
There was a political speech. He is a politician, a very good one. It wasn't a speech to Mr. and Mrs. Kopechne necessarily. It was not a speech to his children necessarily. It was not a speech to the lawyers necessarily. It wasn't a speech to the journalists certainly. It was a speech to his electorate. And if you get in your head that it was a political speech, and that's what its purpose was, then you say, nice job.
Kennedy went on to produce a news story that was completely missing from his original statement to the police. It placed him firmly at the center of a heroic second attempt to rescue Mary Jo Kopechne.
I walked back to the cottage where the party was being held and requested the help of two friends, my cousin Joseph Gargan and Paul Markham, and directed them to return immediately to the scene with me. This was sometime after midnight. In order to undertake a new effort to dive down and locate Miss Kopechne, their strenuous efforts, undertaken at some risk to their own lives, also proved futile.
On this day in 1976, the first ever perfect 10 recorded in Olympic gymnastics was achieved by Romania's 4'11", 88-pound in weight, Nadia Comăneci on the women's uneven parallel bars.
On the uneven bars.
Chris, this could be the highlight of the compulsory event. She is one of the technically strongest, best gymnasts that I've ever seen. Watch this. Beautiful rhythm, right to a handstand. Oh, look at that amplitude. She is really moving well. Another handstand. Look at that, right to the handstand. Gorgeous routine, beautiful, and the crowd loved it.
It wasn't just the crowd that loved it.
And it is.
A perfect 10 on the first one.
No gymnast in Olympic history had ever received a perfect score, and to do it with a compulsory routine was phenomenal. It brought the crowd to its feet and brought Nadia back on stage for a curtain call.
On the 18th of July in 1981, 10,000 people took part in a march through Dublin in support of Republican hunger strikers in the Mays prison. The march was marred when protesters massed outside the British embassy and began fighting with police who were protecting the embassy. The Gardaí then charged the protesters, and more than 200 needed hospital treatment. Subsequently, the embassy in Merrion Square was burned down in February the 8th, 1972, after the Bloody Sunday events, when the embassy was attacked by a mob with petrol bombs. On this day in 1992, the legendary Whitney Houston married Bobby Brown. In 1993, Agatha Uwilingiyimana was elected as Prime Minister of Rwanda, but her tenure was cut short when she was assassinated at the outset of the Rwandan genocide. On this day in 2003, basketball star the late Kobe Bryant was charged with sexually assaulting a 19-year-old hotel employee at a hotel in Edwards, Colorado. The charge was later dropped because the woman did not want to go ahead with the trial. On the 18th of July in 2006, Eric Rudolph was sentenced to life in Birmingham, Alabama, for an abortion clinic bombing that killed an off-duty police officer and maimed a nurse. He had been arrested in May of 2003.
After spending millions of dollars to find him, new expenses now to keep Eric Robert Rudolph safe as he was transported to court. Flying aboard a Black Hawk helicopter amid intense security, he was taken 110 miles from Murphy, North Carolina to Asheville, North Carolina, where a motorcade brought him to a federal courthouse, where he met up with his court-appointed attorney who got the case on Sunday night.
He is not guilty of the charges.
The federal government told Rudolph, sitting in court in a bulletproof vest, that it wanted him sent to Alabama to stand trial, and after that to Georgia for another trial. Rudolph listened quietly with occasional whispers to his attorney, as a prosecutor spent 20 minutes reading the 21-count indictment involving four bombings, including the one at Atlanta Centennial Olympic Park, which killed one woman and injured more than 100 other people.
He was on the FBI's most wanted list from the 5th of May 1998 until the 31st of May 2003 for a series of murderous bombings, including that one at Olympic Park in Atlanta during the Summer Olympics, a number of abortion clinic bombings, and the bombing of the Other Side Lounge, which was a gay and lesbian nightclub in Atlanta. On this day in 2009, the crew of the space shuttle Endeavour reached the International Space Station. The addition of Endeavour's crew to the orbit made it the greatest number of astronauts ever together in orbit, which was a total of 13. On this day, 3 years later, in 2012, Laszlo Chattery, a 97-year-old suspected Nazi war criminal, was detained and put under house arrest in Budapest. Chattery was a Hungarian police officer who the Simon Wiesenthal Center believed took part in the deportation of 15,700 Jews from the city of Košice to Auschwitz. In 2013, Detroit declared bankruptcy. The city, which was up to $20 billion in debt, became the largest municipal entity in the United States ever to declare bankruptcy. And on this day in 2017...
The R&B singer R. Kelly has denied allegations that he's holding several young women in an abusive cult. A BuzzFeed report accuses him of brainwashing women who got close to him in an effort to boost their musical careers. The 50-year-old has faced previous accusations of sexual misconduct, but has never been found guilty. His lawyer says on these latest allegations he'll work diligently and forcibly to pursue his accusers and clear his name. As adults, these women are free to consent to any form of relationship. Indeed, police welfare checks in Illinois and Georgia did not lead to any action being taken. The family of one of the women claimed their daughter is being held by R. Kelly at a home in Atlanta.
And of course, subsequently, R. Kelly was charged and convicted. Now, if it's your birthday today, with whom do you share it? Well, former South African President Nelson Mandela was born on this day in 1918, actor Vin Diesel in 1967, DJ Annie Mack in 1978, and the actress Kristen Bell in 1980. Also celebrating a birthday today is Priyanka Chopra in 1982, James Brolin in 1940, and Richard Branson in 1950. And on this day in 1980, Billy Joel held the top position of both US albums and singles charts with his first and biggest number one, It's Still Rock and Roll to Me.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Your brand deserves better than one-size-fits-all branded clothing. Lands' End Outfitters creates apparel your team will want to wear. Backed by above-and-beyond expertise, go to business.landsend.com/pod20 and use code POD20 for 20% off your first product.